Do you have a town of the week? Because we didn't talk about it.
I do have a town of the week.
Oh, yes, you do?
I do.
Oh, all right.
Would you like to hear about it?
You know, each week at this time, we honor a town, a village, a burg across the rearranged map of the U.S. with our town of the week. Here is Mike Arnold.
Yes, sporting the famous Picture Rock National Lakeshore, Munising, Michigan, sits on the south bay of Lake Superior.
Where is it?
Munising. There you go. See? All right.
What is
Munising.
It? Munising?
Yeah, Munising, Michigan. You know that. It sits on the south bay of Lake Superior in
the
Upper Peninsula. It's also the county seat of Alger County. Named for the Native American word for island, it was originally a Chippewa village with roots back to 1820. It was officially settled in 1855 when the Munising Iron Company purchased the land. A post office was established in 1868, but the town struggled initially.
Why look at me?
It was held afloat by its proximity to the scenic shoreline during the lumber and iron booms. In 1896, following a trip to the city by Timothy Nestor, the post office was firmly established, and the town's population sat at about 500. Now, Nestor, along with his boat captain, saw the potential for the area, and it was later officially organized into a city in 1915. One of the earliest settlers, Thomas G. Sullivan, became the town's first mayor. Hmm. His namesake can be found today on Sullivan's Landing, Sullivan Creek, and Sullivan Lake. Today, the town boasts a population of nearly 2,500 and offers plenty of four-season activities for tourism. Mm. You can hike around dozens of picturesque waterfalls, including the Alger Falls, Tannery Falls, and Wagner Falls. You can also mountain bike, camp, and explore the Hiawatha National Forest, kayak the Gitche-Gumee shores, take a historic lighthouse tour, visit the underwater diving preserve, or enjoy the pristine pleasures of Grand Island National Recreation Area. In the winter months, there are plenty of skiing and snowmobile trails to keep you busy. In addition to... that's somewhere in Michigan. In addition to all the activities, you can enjoy... it's in the upper, right? Exactly. In addition to all those activities, you can enjoy year-round festivals and events, including... yeah, it's on Lake Superior, remember? Right, yeah, it's north. It's on the superior part. No, it's yes. Yeah, it's up a little farther north there. Yeah, that's it. And that is our town of the week. And how do you say it again, everybody? Let's shout the name. Munising, Michigan, right? Round of applause for our town of the week. And thanks also to the audience for helping me with that. I was told to not expect the town of the week to work out today. So,
well, you know, my feelings about the UP is that it should have been the District of Columbia instead of, you know, someplace in Virginia, and they rope off something like that. Because the UP is a special place.
It is. I drive through there every.
Never met
summer.
A Uper I didn't like. Number one, and you go up there, and it's not everyone's nice. And there's not a lot of commercialism. It's people doing their thing and stuff. It's
almost
very nice
like
up there.
Canada.
Yeah, they're almost as nice as Canadians up in the UP. So those Upers are great. So we're Munising is our town of the week right now, and we've got Hillary online from Munising. Hillary, we've been waiting for your announcement. What's it going to be?
Hello.
Hello, what? Hillary.
Yes.
Are you in or are you out?
I'm in.
You're in. Good. Okay. Good. Excellent. About time. You sound much younger on the phone than. Okay, I know you're not Hillary Clinton, but you are in Munising, right? Our town of the week. Are you working right now, Hillary?
I am, yes.
Yeah, what are you working at?
I work at the Alger County Historical Society.
Oh, you do?
Here in Munising. Yeah.
It's open this morning?
It is.
Yeah. What's on display these days?
Well, we have a display right now about wintertime in Munising. So we have some old ice cutting tools and
ice cutting.
Ice sacks. Because ice fishing is a really big deal here.
Yeah.
And we have a really big display about Grand Island, which is a really big island right in the bay of Munising.
Yeah. Is it a hands-on kind of thing? Can you actually get out the axe and chop some ice and make a hole in a small...
Not here, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the ice still in the lake up there?
There's a little bit, but it's not safe.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And there are historical exhibits there as well, I'm sure. Who are you featuring, like, history-wise, individuals?
We have a little bit about a Native American man named Powers of the Air. Oh. And he was alive in the 1820s when fur traders were passing through. And we have some stuff on him, and we have lots of historic photographs of so no one in particular, but lots of loggers and people who worked in different industries.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Like those photographs of no one in particular. Those are good.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big logging area, and okay. And then is this like a new job for you, something you just started, or we just get out of school or something?
It's pretty recent. I'm actually the curator for the Historical Society. I've only been working here for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what'd you do before that?
I was going to school. I was going to graduate school.
Yeah. And what were you in graduate school in?
I actually went to grad school in England.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Did that prepare you for Munising, or at least how to say it?
Well, I'm from Munising, so that's why.
You are? That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you went to England. Like, where'd you go?
Norwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you studied? And what did you study there?
Cultural heritage and museum studies.
Well, how cool. How cool. Yeah. And that was that the plan all along, to come back to Munising and do the curating there?
Not necessarily. No. Everything kind of fell into place when I came home from school.
Yeah.
I was pretty lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. So you are a native Munising-er.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
And can you tell us about the town and some of the spots there that you like to go to or would like to show off to people if they're coming through?
Yeah, well, it's pretty small, but it's really beautiful in the summertime. We have lots of waterfalls, so I always recommend people go check out the waterfalls. There's so many around. Mm-hmm. And go to the beach. If you've never swam in Lake Superior, I think it's something you have to experience because
it's cold.
It's cold.
It's never not cold, right?
Yeah. And I was with someone this past summer who has only ever swum in the ocean, and they went underwater and came back up. Like, oh, my goodness, it's not salty.
Yeah. From out of town. And they came up and they were white, like a salamander, probably, from the cold.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's great. The spot in town where you'd take us if we were, you know, looking for some stuff to do, where would you go?
Stuff to do. Well, you have to see how a lot of people go on the Picture Docks boat cruises and see Picture Docks. And, mm-hmm. There's also a lot of shipwrecks. So
shipwrecks are good, but what about Little Libation or, a place to eat?
Yeah, there's the Falling Rock Bookstore, cafe and bookstore.
Yeah.
They have sandwiches and things, and that's a really nice place to eat. You have to have a pasty, of course.
have to have a what?
A pasty. Our local food up here.
Yeah, that's right, pasty. We call them pasties down here, but that's... Might be something else.
Yeah,
it's
something else.
No, it's something else. Hillary, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. We're sort of a little short of it here, but thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We have something for you for being so nice.
Yes, we'll be sending you the Golden Glory of America's Dairyland and a selection of artisanal cheeses made without genetically modified ingredients. Ooh. From Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
From actual cows. Thanks, Hillary.
Yes,
nice speaking with you.
Thank
Hillary from Munising, our Town of the Week.